Welcome back to New Rockstars. I'm Eric Voss, and the Marvel Cinematic Universe just extended forward even further into the future with a third Ant-Man film confirmed for release in 2022, with Paul Rudd returning as Scott Lang, Michael Douglas returning as Hank Pym, Peyton Reed returning to direct, and hopefully Luis returning to narrate the whole movie, because that would be awesome. As we saw in Avengers Endgame, Scott Lang's experiences in the Quantum Realm proved to be crucial to the Avengers' victory, and there's still so much about the Quantum Realm that we do not know. From hidden cities in the background, to clues pointing to human mutation and evolution, and yes, the continued existence of vortexes that enable time travel. How will Ant-Man 3 explore these mysteries, along with the loose thread of an older Cassandra Lang, to set up the next generation of Avengers? I will discuss these questions in this episode of Inside Marvel. Okay, let us first explain this new Marvel film timeline. 2021 will be a packed year for the MCU, with Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings coming February 2021, followed by WandaVision coming on Disney Plus in Spring 2021, then Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness in May 2021, the Loki Disney Plus series in that spring, Spider-Man 3 coming that July, the Marvel animated What If series on Disney Plus in that summer, the Hawkeye Disney Plus series in fall, and then Thor Love and Thunder finishing 2021 in November. As I said, packed! That brings us to 2022, which we previously have heard will release Black Panther 2 in May 2022. And this Ant-Man 3 film, according to Michael Douglas, is scheduled to begin production in January 2021, which could put it on track for Marvel's release date of February 18th, 2022, but more realistically with all of its visual effects, a more likely release date would be July 29th, 2022. Meanwhile, that February date could be the ideal release date for the Mahershala Ali Blade reboot. But why is this timeline so important? Well, note that this third Ant-Man film will come after the WandaVision and Multiverse of Madness events, after the third Spider-Man film, after the Hawkeye series, which has cast Hailee Steinfeld as Kate Bishop, and after the five-year blip period of Avengers Endgame, Cassie Lang is now an older teenager played by Emma Furman. Essentially, the MCU is laying much of the groundwork to establish the next generation of the Avengers who carry the torch. The Young Avengers. So a quick summary on the Young Avengers from the Marvel Comics. First introduced following the Avengers Disassembled storyline in 2005, the Young Avengers featured Iron Lad, Nathaniel Richards, a descendant of Reed Richards, Hulk Lean, son of a Kree and a Skrull, Patriot, grandson of the one-time Cap, Isaiah Bradley, Wiccan, reincarnated son of Scarlet Witch and Vision, Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, and Cassandra Lang carrying her father's legacy now as the size-changing hero's stature. Nathaniel Richards has an Iron Man-like suit in which he uploads the remnants of Vision's operating system where he discovers a fail-safe plan to rebuild the Avengers should the adult Avengers ever be defeated. Nathaniel forms this group to take on Kang the Conqueror, a time-traveling villain who is, wait for it, a future version of Nathaniel Richards. Yeah, it's pretty great, huh? And you can definitely connect the dots of the upcoming MCU titles and see how they could absolutely be in the process of assembling something similar to this Young Avengers team. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, Cassie Lang, when she was younger, hinted at her desire to follow in her father's footsteps.
Maybe you just need someone watching your back like a partner.
Who'd you think?
Me! Oh, don't laugh! I'd be a great partner!
Oh, Peanut, you'd be awesome. And now that Cassandra's a bit older and presumably a bit more coordinated, yeah, Cassandra Lang really could be awesome as stature. And by this time, we will also have Hailee Steinfeld as a young Hawkeye Kate Bishop. Check, check. Now, Wiccan comes about after the Scarlet Witch House of M event, something I have a feeling the WandaVision series could adapt, since House of M is the best-known Scarlet Witch story, and if they're making a Wanda Maximoff series, they'd be crazy not to bring it in some form. WandaVision could end with the reveal of mutants in the MCU, which could include her son, Wiccan, someone Wanda manifested from her mind, along with Wiccan's sister, Speed, before having another mental breakdown and declaring, "No more mutants!" In this case, Wanda could wish for mutants in order to better arm and protect Earth against future threats. But what about Iron Lad? Could this character already exist in the MCU? I think it's possible if you've been looking closely. But before I continue, thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this episode. Manscaped.com is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. They created the world's first manscaping kit that makes the process safe and easy. Their Perfect Package 2.0 kit features the Lawnmower 2.0, a waterproof cordless electric manscaping trimmer with proprietary skin-safe technology, meaning no nicks and no snags. Ooh. And most importantly, no more painful anxiety that you're gonna do to your nuts what Thor did to Thanos.
both when he didn't go for the head and when he did.
Yowch! The Perfect Package 2.0 kit also comes with several liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine, including the Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Refreshing Spray, which actually goes on your... No, I'm just kidding. It also goes on your balls.
Look, if you put deodorant on the rest of you, you gotta keep fresh Scott Lang's favorite body part. 65 feet. Huge! Yeah. Now, if you two are finished comparing sizes, purchasing the Perfect Package 2.0 kit gives you your biggest bang for your buck and the biggest cha-ching for your cock.
As a subscriber, you will get 25% off your order instantly and a new replacement blade every 3 months. And for a limited time, not one, but two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, love this thing, and the High Performance Anti-Chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs.
Wearing these babies, you'll head out the door just sliding, shimmying, just like Scott Lang. And show the clip of him dancing down his steps.
Plus free shipping from your Perfect Package 2.0 purchase when you use the promo code ROCKSTARS20 at manscaped.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, back to someone who probably doesn't have to worry so much about bodyscaping yet, Iron Lad. Who is this guy in the MCU? Well, some have speculated that Iron Lad could have been established in characters like Harley Keener, who did randomly appear at Tony Stark's funeral in Endgame, or perhaps Tony Stark's daughter, Morgan Stark. Both of these characters seem like potential future engineers with very bright futures. But a reminder that Spider-Man Far From Home included a few potentially big nods to the Fantastic Four joining the MCU, both in its final scene. Peter glided through the newly constructed atrium of Avengers Tower, implying new occupants, perhaps Reed Richards transforming the tower into the Baxter Building. And on the street level behind Peter and MJ was that sign, "We can't wait to show you what comes next. 1, 2, 3, question mark?" Usually 4 is what comes next in that sequence, which could refer more broadly to just a Phase 4. But even so, the Fantastic Four arriving in Phase 4, just too perfect. So I think the third Spider-Man film could be the ideal opportunity to introduce characters from Marvel's first family. Could be Reed Richards or his descendant, Nathaniel Richards. And if the MCU does plan to go full Young Avengers, the groundwork is also completed to bring in Kang the Conqueror. Again, the Quantum Realm remains quite the land of mystery. Janet Van Dyne explained her survival to Hank Pym in the most cryptic words. Adaptation's part of it, but it's kind of more like evolution. And as they zipped out of that subatomic layer, they passed an Easter egg that Peyton Reed hid in the background imagery, a Quantum Realm city, suggesting some form of civilization on that level. Now, we have discussed before how the city could be the kind of subatomic civilization introduced in the early Fantastic Four comics, Microworld, also described as Subatomica, a place where Dr. Doom, while trying to shrink the Fantastic Four, found himself shrinking into oblivion, but actually, we found out later, he became ruler of this microworld and used it to mount his comeback against the Fantastic Four. The MCU could use this Quantum Realm city to similarly establish a new villain as its ruler, but since the Quantum Realm of the cinematic universe contains time vortexes, it would be the perfect place to establish a time-traveling villain, Kang the Conqueror, future version of the young Nathaniel Richards Peter Parker perhaps meets in his next film. Perhaps the way Scott Lang, without Tony Stark's time-traveling navigation device, chaotically grew older and younger when trying to explore the Quantum Realm's time vortexes, that could be how Kang the Conqueror ends up the way he does. Look, I know it all sounds crazy, but it's gonna make a lot more sense coming out of Janet Van Dyne's mouth as she explains the weird subatomic city and its weird mayor that she lived 30 years with to Cassandra Lang in Ant-Man 3, aka Ant-Man and Stature. Maybe there's a better name there. Anyway, how do you think the third Ant-Man film will set up the MCU's future? Comment down below with your thoughts. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at EAVoss. And follow New Rockstars on social media at New Rockstars. And subscribe to this YouTube channel to join us as we go deeper and deeper inside Marvel.
so deep. We're renting an apartment in downtown QR. Deep.